Penetrating and perfect truth.
Yourself and my breath.
You hit 100,000 million traumas. And all you can see and hear it. You can remember and accept it. I vow to make the Buddha's truth one with myself.
Homage to the Buddha, homage to the Dharma, homage to the Sangha. In this retreat, I'd like to do some talks on the power of Kanzan, the power of Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva. In this first talk, I'm going to talk about the scripture of Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva, which we also call the Kanzan scripture, where it came from, general ways in which we can understand it. The scripture of Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva is one of the most frequently recited scriptures in our school of Buddhism, and Soto Zen. It is one of the chapters, or it is the condensed poem from one of the chapters of the Lotus Sutra, the Lotus Scripture. Great Master Dogen called the Lotus Sutra the greatest of all the sutras. The Lotus Sutra is really a collection of Mahayana Buddhist teachings. And the teaching on Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva is one of its chapters. The inclusion in the Lotus Sutra of this chapter reflects the development within Mahayana Buddhist teaching and practice of a devotional, strongly devotional element. And this devotional element came to focus primarily for many, many people on Amida Buddha and on Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva. Amida or Amitabha Buddha is said to be the Buddha of the Western Paradise. The Reverend Master described this place as a place where if you got there, if you were born there, training would be easier than it is here. But in a wider sense, Amitabha Buddha has come to represent for millions upon millions upon millions of Buddhists over a period now of a couple thousand years, come to represent cosmic compassion. And Amida Buddha's vow to help beings be reborn in his Western paradise really is a particular expression of a much more general compassionate aspect of the universe. You might say that Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva is a kind of companion bodhisattva to this Buddha. And here again, Avalokiteshvara Bodhisattva has come to represent, especially in the more feminine form that came to take in China and Japan and Korea, Kuan Yin or Kanzan, come to represent mercy, the most tender and consoling aspect of compassion. This is very, very precisely mirrored in the development of the cult of Virgin Mary in the Western Catholic Church. Roman Catholic Church. I'd say that in a kind of popular level, Kuan Yin or Kanzian plays the same role in Buddhism that the Virgin Mary does in Christianity. How does this Avalokiteshvara scripture begin? It begins in verse Mujjhini Bodhisattva asking, this Bodhisattva, Mujjhini Bodhisattva is asking the Buddha, "World-honored one, possessor of all grace, what reason is there for the Buddha's son, great Avalokiteshvara, or great Kanzian, to thus be so addressed?" The honored one made answer, also in verse, "Just listen to the life of Kanzian. To calls from every quarter he responds, of oceanic depth his holy vows. A myriad Buddhas has he truly served for ages past beyond the thought of men, and made for a great vows of purity. When people hear his name and see his form, and think of him not vainly in their hearts, all forms of ill in all the world shall cease." This is a very strong expression of the power of a devotional religious longing, where we look to something greater than ourself for help in our time of need. And it's saying here that there's someone whose eons of making merit, who through eons of making merit has acquired a power to respond to the need of beings who are suffering. If those beings will only turn towards him with pure faith, or towards her, really it's both him and her, beyond him and her, with pure faith, when people hear his name and see his form and think of him not vainly in their hearts, think of him with fervent longing, in other words, then all forms of ill in all the world shall cease. In other words, then they'll get the help they need. Clearly, at a popular level, they're developed in Mahayana Buddhism, a devotional cult that sought help in sometimes miraculous ways. Just as people go to their gods and make offerings and ask for help. So at a popular level, it's not really wrong to say that Kanzian or Avalokiteshvara became a kind of god or goddess of mercy. That's often how I've seen Kanzian described, as a god or goddess of mercy. Well, in the Zen understanding, kind of understanding that is transmitted in our spiritual lineage, we don't put our faith in external deities. We don't think of Buddhas and Bodhisattvas as deities. And yet we retain this particular scripture and some other scriptures that are like it. The scripture on the immeasurable life of the Tathagata is very much like this one, and that's also from the Lotus Sutra. We retain some of these scriptures, and we recite them, we memorize them, we recite them, and they play an important role in our practice. At the same time, we take a more spiritually nuanced view of what's going on here, you know, on what it means to turn towards Kanzian for help, turn towards the Buddha for help. For us, Kanzian becomes a symbol of compassion that we can find within our own hearts, that we can turn to within our own hearts. After all, we are a Zen school of Buddhism. Zen means meditation. We are a meditation school of Buddhism. So this Bodhisattva, all the cosmic Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, in fact, represent something that we can find within ourselves, within the Buddha nature, within that which we call the eternal. And that's what I'll talk about tomorrow.
Amish 12.